Good afternoon. Thanks for inviting me to present GreenLab model here. Originally, this should be Philippe Duhoffy that present this model, but he is now reluctant to travel except to China or Canada. So I traveled to USA to present the GreenLab model in this meeting. So it is a joint work between French and and the Chinese institutes. And it has been worked for about 10 years on this model. But basically, the architectural part can be traced back to the 1970s. So this is outline of my presentation. phenotypic plasticity, but I think everybody noticed to say the ability of organism to change in response to the environment, how it changes its behavior. So you can see in many examples, for example, in tomato, we have seen the phenotypic plasticity in the term of biomass allocation. So in the high density and the low density, the amount of biomass allocated to each part is quite different. And our aim is to reproduce first this plasticity using a functional structure model. Another example is the wheat. We can see the number of tillers can change with time in the through two processes, tiller breakout and tiller senescence. So how to simulate this? And also we can see the number of flowers that increase chrysanthemum that change with temperature. And the size of the, both size and the number of flower change with the temperature. But so, in breeding, what you are measured data are usually plant height, leaf area, fruit weight, and so on. But you can see from previous slide that they are not stable. And moreover, these different aspects are linked to each other. So they are controlled by in the same plant system using, they belong to the same system, but we see different aspects. So what we aim to do is to using function structure model or modular crop model, we can get stable parameters and explain the underlying relationship of different aspects. GreenLab model, it is a functional structure model that simulates plant development and growth, and we compute organ size depending on the sourcing approach. In doing so, we model the interaction between plant development and functioning. And in GreenLab, we use inverse method to model calibration, and it is a dynamic system, so it's applicable for optimization and optimal control. First, I present simply the concept of modeling organogenesis. As we know that the development the leaf appearance can be driven by thermal time, so we in each growth cycle which corresponds to the phytochrome, we can create a phytomer according to thermal time. So in this way, we can simulate the development on an axis. So by defining the number of bud and the number of organs per phytomer, we can simulate a branching structure using automaton, or sometimes people are generally using L-system, but it is quite a similar principle. They can be switched from each other. Using this automaton, we can simulate most kind of botanical architecture we can observe in nature. another aspect is to modeling plant organ expansion. So it's also modeled using the thermal time concept. And we know an organ, after its appearance, it have a duration of expansion until the size is saturated. And we can use a kind of empirical law to describe its expansion. Here, for example, in GreenLab, we have used a sink function using beta law function. And the shape of the function can be modified by changing the value of the parameters. So for the wheat, for example, in the first phase, we have organogenesis, that the leaf number is increasing. And after the flower appearance, it is pure expansion process. So, and using the organ sink function as defined here, when we sum them up at each time, we can get plant demand. So the plant demand is the sum of the sink function of all growing organs at certain moment. So if we have described the leaf sink function as this form and the internal sink function in that form, so we can see that at this time, if the plant is how to say this is top and this is bottom of plant, and we can according to age of the organs that is known according to the appearance time, we can get the total plant demand. And the plant biomass production in Green Lab, it is computed from leaf area index as used in almost all crop models. But we have introduced some empirical parameters that simplify the computation. I mean, here we have empirical function parameter like SP and parameter R. That is can be light use efficiency or water use efficiency depending on the application context. And the environmental condition in this equation is really simplified, but it can be complicated later. And I mean, it's a simplified equation for biomass computation. And when we, as we have plant demand and we have the plant biomass production, the partitioning among organs is computed in according to the sink function of each individual organ. So we have Q, which is a plant biomass production, and we have D, which is a plant demand. So their ratio give the plant source sink ratio, or we say, we simplified as QD. So we have in the right side the QD evolution of a maize plant that increase at a certain moment when the fruit become dominant sink and then decrease. And this trajectory will give the growth of each individual organs from its appearance to a saturation of in biomass. So finally, if we press the size of or biomass of individual organs, it will be a equation of the Q biomass production and the D and its sink function with the time. So which we measure is a complex function effect of the model parameters. This is a point of view from Green Lab model. So why we introduce plant architecture? We can make a numerical study using the Green Lab model. So we simulate, we set different parameters to simulate these three plants. So what happened? Although the parameters for these three vertical plants are totally different. So here, for example, only one fetomer that is expanding. Here we have numerous organs with immediate expansion means once the organ appear at kind of full expansion. Here there's expansion during certain a period. The plant production is totally the same in this case. So it inversely you can say that if you get the total biomass of plant, you cannot guess back the function of organ because different combination can give the same production of biomass. Using this function structure model, as it contained the architectural information and the organ-level growth, we can simulate the plant plasticity. For example, here, as we have the QD, the sink source dynamics with the time, and if we set that the fruit set is dependent on the QD, it means that if the QD ratio is over a threshold, then a fruit can be set, then you can simulate different fruit setting patterns and with a different threshold. Second example is that we can simulate the pruning. If we prune but the plant structure, as it will change the number of sink organs, then the size of the organs will change automatically. Here we have seen the bigger leaves and bigger and taller plant, and the right side is short and more leaves. On the left side is similar. If we change the sink strength of fruit, then the plant size will change accordingly. This example shows the plasticity in simulating the basic petal flowering. Here we have introduced a parameter k that control the flowering speed according to the sink source ratio. So if the dependence of the flowering speed with the means with the k parameter value increase, it means more dependent on sink source ratio, then we'll see less flow with bigger size. So using only one parameter, we can change dramatically the plant architecture. So we can, in fact, formulate the Greenland model as a dynamic system, as in this form. So the k can be regarded as state vector, can be organ biomass or plant size, leaf area index. F is a nonlinear operation to compute the biomass from these parameters. Theta is a model endogenous parameters like sink parameters. U is control parameter like environmental condition, like watering strategy. And gamma is initial condition like seed biomass. So in fact, all of the crop system can be presented, can be formulated in this way. So different types of problem can be defined, and we have done is for example, calibration to find the optimal parameter theta that minimize the discrepancy between model simulations and observations. Control is find U that optimize a given objective, for example, the yield. And the state estimation is to retrieve the state that you X by optimizing parameters, it's, for example, for prediction. So we have present here several examples of model calibration. The calibration process is to estimate the parameters according to the observations. So these red dots, they are observations, and our duty is to find the parameters, the sink source parameters that control the plant, control this growth engine, that output the line here that minimize that have the that is closest to the observed value. So the fitting is done in parallel for all of the organs for multi-stage data using the GreenLab growth system. And the target data can be organized in different types. For example, this can be a, we call it a cumulated target. So if you sum up all the data for leaves, all the data for fruits, and so on, this is very simplified data that is most easy to easiest to measure, or we have this kind of data is the detailed data for main stem and the simplified data for the branches here, and this is the most detailed description of the plant architecture, but it's most labor expensive. So an example is chrysanthemum is with data from Wageningen University with four temperature and light combinations. So in total there are 16 treatments, and continue. So the measurement has been done on the main stem and on the side shoot. For the side shoot, the biomass of the organs are accumulated. So we have used this kind of target to for the calibration. But it's very quite important to that important that to notice that the model will ask the data which kind of data to measure. So in the calibration, first of all, we have observed topological parameters like number of leaves in main stem and so on. For now, they are input data instead of predicted from environmental conditions. And the function parameter, sink parameters, source parameters, geometrical parameter is not so important, in fact, but we have it to display the plant structure. Topological structure, we get them according to direct observe of the final structure. We can count the number of leaves in main stem and how they change with according to position of the stems. And we set the parameter for automaton to simulate organogenesis. And the second stage is that we estimate the seven source and sink parameters by fitting the output. This is the model output with the measured data. So we have the main stem biomass data and the side shoot biomass data. Here we have used least square nonlinear least square fitting to get the parameters. So using these parameters, we can simulate the biomass production and the allocation between among all of the individual organs. And we using the geometrical presentation of individual organs, then we can simulate the animation of the plant growth at each time. So here, for example, it's for low temperature, the low light, and here it is for high light. And as there are in total 16 treatments, I have used 12 treatments for calibration, and using parameter interpolation, we can predict the other four treatments. But later on, we would like to use four treatments for calibration and eight for calibration and for eight for prediction. So it will be improved later on. Another example is case of tomato. We have used data from a solo greenhouse experiment from CAU, and the different treatment is a different space, means population density. And the aim of this study is to link the fruit set with the soft, to find the link between fruit set and soft sink ratio. So you observe the fruit set during the cultivation period by observing the number of flower buds, the state of flower, it becomes aborted or set on so on. And moreover, we have observed all the organ biomass. So through calibration, I mean, here we have used a different target because we have detailed data on maize stem, and we have some data on the each truss. So we get 9 hidden parameters. And using hidden parameters, we can visualize the plant architecture at different with different population density. Here, organ shape is not necessary to be realistic, but the size of organ is quite realistic because at higher density, taller plant and with smaller fruits. And with these sink source parameters, we can simulate the sourcing ratio for different population density and for two seasons. And interestingly, if we make the plot between the source sink ratio and the fruit set that is most correlated to the source sink ratio, we can use a single regression line for four population density and two seasons. So this may be used to predict fruit set for a tomato. And the question is this a cultivar-specific response norm? If it is, so it will be interesting to link the fruit set with the zinc source ratio for different cultivar. But more data is needed. I have time? Yes? Yeah, okay. I hope you enjoy. Stability of parameters that we would dream to have. We checked the parameters for tomato. We have here the parameter values. If we make a categories, these are relative sink strengths. We say relative because the sink strength of blade is always set to 1 as a reference. And we have the sink strength of the PCU internode fruit. And here are sink variation parameters that control the organ sink variation, means how the sink strength change with time. And the last two is empirical source function. And as I said before, it is the source function is highly simplified. So that we can still see how the SP is the project area change accordingly with the higher the density. Higher density, smaller projection areas is quite reasonable. And for the sink strength, relative sink strength, while they are relatively stable, compare their change with the measured organ weight, organ biomass. So this is spring data and held on top with four population density. Another case is the maize. The experiment is done in open field, and it is published by Ma Yuntao in Endobotany. So similarly, we have had the relative sink strength and the sink variation parameter. If we make observation of these parameters 0.88, 0.87, and so on, they are compared to the measured data, they are more stable. But we have not made the link between these parameters with the climate. Here it is. The aim is to find that they are relatively stable when the season and when the climate change. So next, I present a small work linked to the calibration of the Greenland model for different plants of different genetic background. But it is quite preliminary, and even the data was not perfect, not good at all. Because we have make experiment on millet, so we have the appearance is A B, and we have the hybrid, and if we see the plant biomass of the three different plants, we will see that A is decreasing at a later stage, this stage. But why? It is just because it is eaten sometime by the bird. So we cannot compare the data for this stage. So we can make calibration only using the data in the vegetative stage. So the preliminary study is that we fit in only on the vegetative stage data, and we can compare the parameters, the parameters for PCU, for blade, this is a blade, PCU, internode, and the relative sink strength. It's not complete, so we cannot make any kind of conclusion, but the aim is that we want to analyze a complex chain like biomass by decomposing it into sub-processes that is featured by different parameters. So using these parameters, we can plot how it is, the sink function change with time, and how the sink parameters are different. But this we will need more experiment to continue. An interesting feature that we can use optimization to get to see the potential plant that we can have. So a case study on May is that we have done a multi-objective optimization using two objectives. One is to maximization of the cob weight, which can be used for food or biofuel. Another is to maximization of the total weight of the leaves and the stem, because they are also used for biofuel. So the optimized variable, it is a parameter of the cob sink function. It is, I recall that it is for a sink variation function of the cob. Another is the, we also studied the impact of the cob position. So here I present simply the result. The result of the multi-objective optimization is a Pareto front, and each dot here present an optimal result. So we can, by using this computation, we can get an optimal sink function, which can be a reference to target for breeding to reach. But it is, of course, is quite theoretical. Result for now. another theoretical study that we can do using Greenland model is that we can use optimal control. Here it is a case study of water supply problem of the sunflower. To do so, the Greenland model has been coupled with a water balance model, sub-model. So the result is that if we simulate the plant with different watering strategy, the result plant will be, the size will be quite different. So if this is a simulation, a different strategy, like here it's a linear decreasing, or this a beta function shaped watering strategy, and the optimal a plant can be reached by the result of optimal control computation. So the result is that the water supply should be more dense, and the amount should be most around the flowering stage. So this computational result is quite in line with agronomic observations. Using this kind of tool, it can be linked with, for example, a greenhouse model. So a greenhouse environment model, so it will be potentially useful for environmental control. Our ongoing work is, we said, it's from a simplified to a complex system. The kernel of Green Lab, we can call it a growth engine, basically simulates the organ production, biomass production, and biomass partition, and it's the cycle during plant growth. So here we have also used the specific leaf weight, which is said to be observed data directly from the measurement. No submodel for that to predict the specific leaf weight. In the community of FSPM, there has a lot of work being done on light distribution using the 3D plant architecture. But very little work has been done linking the light distribution with the computation of this part. Nearly finished. Oh. So a possible work is to link this part so we can simulate the the 3D shape effect of on the plant biomass production. Another study is that we have numerical method to compute biomechanics for in 3D trees of 3D plants, but this have no effect on the plant growth. So link this, we can simulate, for example, the weight of the fruit or the ear on the bending of the stems. So in this way, you can simulate the falling down of the crops during its growth. And another work is to make interactive virtual pruning. So for example, we can pick up the fruits from the tomato plant during its growth. So we can make this kind of computational experiment to see the reaction of the plant, of the virtual plant, that can teach people or learn to ourselves how the plant will react as a complex system. In this system, we will also couple sensitivity analysis, machine learning, parameter optimization, and also important high performance computation to make this kind of computation in real time. So okay, this is all, and thank you for your attention. Some example can be found an open source tool in SciLab that you can download from website. Thank you.